Join the Wide Whale team May 9th at 3 p.m. Eastern for part one of our three-part virtual event series, Voice of the Resident, where we will look at the tour and move-in life cycle stages. We've built a data set of 400,000 Google reviews from residents of hundreds of top multifamily groups, including the NMHC Top 50. Using AI and topic sentiment analysis, get a unique perspective on resident preferences. Go to widewhale.com/data to sign up or find it on the Revise community. That's widewhale.com/data.
So let's talk about transitioning from freedom to freedom from. I heard Naval Ravikant say the other day on a podcast, actually it was in his book. I was listening to the Almanac of Naval Ravikant, and we can unpack who he is later, but the concept that he unpacked in the book was this idea of moving from freedom to do whatever you want. So when we're youth, we pursue this idea, we pursue this sort of concept or philosophy or future state of self where we get to do whatever we want. We turn 15 or 16, whatever state you live in, you get to drive. I can't wait to get there. Have the freedom. I can't wait until I turn 18, then I can go and do X, Y, or Z. I move out of my parents' house and become completely independent or somewhat independent. Or I can't wait until I'm 21 so that I can buy alcohol with my driver's license and I don't have to have a fake ID or something of that nature. But it's this sort of this pursuit of freedom to do whatever you want without constraints. And then transitioning, Naval talks about transitioning from that freedom to do whatever you want to more of a freedom from philosophy. And the freedom from philosophy is the idea or the example that he used was freedom from fear. Freedom from those things that encumber you in moving forward. Freedom from imposter syndrome. Freedom from the lack of discipline. Freedom from any kind of characteristic trait that you might have that produces a downside effect for you or makes it harder for you to get to an end result. Whatever it might be, the pursuit in the latter part of life is really becoming free from those things, free from those constraints, so that you can live a life that really is full of freedom. Because as many of you know who have graduated through that time of your life when you had no constraints, you had no responsibilities, you could just live life in a way that you thought was truly free, but in some ways created consequences that put you in, let's say a metaphorical jail cell, meaning you created circumstances for yourself that you became tethered to, you couldn't get out of, or you're handcuffed to, that you can't get out of because of some of your youthful misconstraints or misuse of decision making at that period in your life. So I like this idea of moving from freedom to do whatever you want to this freedom from these things that keep you from getting those things that you truly want. And in my mind, what is real, true freedom. Once you put those character traits in place, you become responsible for who you are as a person, responsible for those outcomes that you're trying to create in your life, whether it be for yourself, for your loved ones, for your clients, for your community, et cetera, et cetera. It's a very neat concept to wrap your head around. I like it. And I'll link the book up in the show notes so that if you want to pick up a copy, you can. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.
This episode is brought to you by Wide Whale, the reputation partner for BH, Avenue 5, Trilogy, and more. Join Wide Whale on May 9th at 3 p.m. Eastern for event number one in our three-part virtual event series, Voice of the Resident. We will be looking at in-depth topic and sentiment analysis from 400,000 Google reviews from residents of the largest multifamily groups, including the NMHC Top 50. Throughout the series, we will report on resident preferences and trends found in reviews by life cycle stage, retention, residency, and for our first event, tour and move-in. You'll leave with insights to optimize your operations, creating better resident experiences and driving better reviews. Put your dollars to work in the right places. Hear it directly from the source, the words of 400,000 residents. Go to widewhale.com/data to sign up or find it on the Revise community in virtual events. Attend live or watch on demand. That's widewheel.com/data.